This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is a show recorded between Christmas and New Year, so it's got smatterings of Christmas still in it, and just various other little tidbits of bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy, and we're going to get right on with that. Claire Lynch and her fine band is going to play a tune next. She does the lead vocals, Jim Hurst, a guitar player, David Harvey, mandolin player, and Missy Raines on bass do a fine job of this song that I first heard with the Osborne Brothers. Great song written by Richard Stadler. And Dobro was played by Rob Ikes. At Dobro, you hear coming in Up This Hill and Down, Up This Hill Again. Great song, Claire Lynch.
It's a mighty, mighty long road. One ain't got no end. Well, it's 5 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. It's 5 o'clock in the morning till horn ain't got no wind.
A very inventive fade on that song, Claire Lynch and her very good band playing Up This Hill and Down. Well, I had the privilege of going from Hamilton in New Zealand here over to Whangamata just a couple of days ago with my son Tim. He's got a 30-foot boat at the marina there, 100-year-old boat, nice old woody, and we were going to go out in the water and see if we could catch a fish or two. And when you're going from Hamilton to Whangamata, it's a lovely drive through peaceful countryside as far as Pairoa, and then we go through the Karangahake Gorge, which is a beautiful gorge, river running in it, steep cliffs, and then we go to Waihee, and then up the hill and down. There's some hills that you go up and down to get to Whangamata, and that's why I thought of that song. We had a lovely day out on the boat. Any day out on the boat is a lovely day. Caught a couple of fish that we had to throw back because they were too small, and had a great time and got home, and it was really good fun. And while we're traveling, it takes a couple of hours each way. While we're traveling, Tim pulled up a playlist on his phone, and sort of country bluegrassy sort of playlist, and this song came up and I really enjoyed it. I know we do it when we play with the Trendwiths at gigs. We fit this into a bit of a medley of songs. But here's a great version of it from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? This is Gillian Welsh and Alison Krauss singing I'll Fly Away, and backed by Mike Compton on mandolin and Chris Sharp on the guitar. And it's a wonderful version. We're listening to it from his playlist as we went up this hill and down between here and Whangamata. Here's I'll Fly Away.
In the morning when I die.
isn't that a pretty version of it? Just so nice. And the foundation laid down by that guitar and the mandolin is just magic. Oh, we'll have an instrumental now from the master Jerry Douglas, fine resonating guitar player. And this is from his 1992 album, Slide Rule. Good name. And the band he had was himself on Dobro, Scott Nygaard on guitar, Mark Schatz on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Adam Steffi on mandolin, and Craig Smith on banjo. Well, you can't get better than that. And this tune, written by Daryl Anger, and it's got a great name. So any instrumental that's got a great name has got to be good in my book. It's called Ride the Wild Turkey. And I can't even imagine trying to ride a wild turkey. But Jerry Douglas does on his Dobro. Let's hear what it sounds like. What it's like to ride a wild turkey, folks. Pretty flat out. Sounded great. We got to hear from Larry Sparks now from his album New Moon Over My Shoulder that came out in 2019. He's got his own band here, himself playing guitar and doing lead vocals, Evan Wilson on mandolin and some harmony vocals, Ron Stewart on banjo, Michael Fagan on fiddle, and Matthew Madden on bass. And this is an old Roy Acuff tune called Down in Union County.
Down in Union County to see my Susie Ann. morning, I'm born in the morning. Born in the morning to see my Susie Ann. Down in Union County, down in Union County, down in Union County to see my Susie Ann. I know she'll be awaiting, I know she'll be awaiting, know she'll be awaiting to see her loving man. Down in Union County, down in Union County, down in Union County, see my Susie Ann.
Music, as you like to expect from Larry Sparks. Pretty simple song, not many words to it, but it makes a great song. From Roy Acuff, that was. I haven't heard him do it. I must study up, have a listen to what it originally sounded like. You're listening to Free FM 89.0, independent community media, Hamilton, New Zealand. Put all those things together and you've got a bluegrass show. Isn't that amazing? I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and somewhere along the line I accumulated a large collection of LPs and CDs, and they're what I choose from to make this program. So that's why you get a strange variety of music happening. All things, everything from very straightforward old bluegrass, the occasional dash of modernism, and every now and then just something a little bit sideways. I like some of the sideways music especially, but I guess my favourite is just a good regular bluegrass music, and that's what you get mostly. Hope you're enjoying it. A big shout out to all the people who are listening on Access Radio throughout New Zealand, Canada, and the USA. Thank you very much for tuning in and leaving your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. I hope you find something interesting in this show, a tune that you like, something that tickles your fancy and you think, oh, I haven't heard that one for ages. That would suit me perfectly to know that that was happening. Lots of people tune in on podcasts too. Thank you very much for letting me accompany you on walks and motorbike rides and car rides and things by your podcasts. I really enjoy knowing that I can be heard all around the world with just my take on the bluegrass music. So much happening out there. It's hard to keep up. I don't even try to keep up with what's going on. But the next tune is a modern tune, and it's keeping up with what's happening in New Zealand. And this is a fine young band, mostly young, called You, Me, Everybody. And the band is Lawrence Frangos Rhodes, who plays guitar, writes the songs, sings lead. Sam Frangos Rhodes, who plays mandolin or fiddle or both and does vocal harmony. Nat Talkington on banjo. He also played with the Pippi Pickers. Fine banjo player. Kim Bonington on guitar and vocals, both lead and harmony. And Rob Henderson on bass. James Gaelic used to play bass with him, but he went overseas. Rob Henderson is the replacement. And You, Me, Everybody comes up with some great songs, and this is a pretty new recording, and we'll just see if we can get it up and running for you. It's one called Misdirection.
Should have called you and I said I would. I know the lesson, but I wish I could do things different, turn back the time. I know that now, but it's far behind. Slow and steady doesn't win the race. Even if you keep consistent pace, might just get you there across the finish line. Doesn't mean that you'll be there on time. There is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. Should have noticed when the times were good. Now they're gone, I'm misunderstood. I spend too much time stressing about the past. Seems to me the only thing that lasts is that there is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble, and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray? The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. Another day, I watch the sunrise then begin to fade. Will I regret this, the things I've done? Is this a lesson or have I become aware of the sense of outrageous misdirection? It's a race against my mind and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray the thoughts that are faster than the words that I can say? Should I slow myself down? Can I begin to convey that the mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high? The weight of my heart is tearing me apart.
Well, that was You, Me, Everybody with their new song. I hope you enjoyed that. That's some very creative bluegrass music coming out of New Zealand here. And I wish them well with the song. I hope they can get to play it lots and lots of places and people will really enjoy it. In the meantime, we'll play some bluegrass from about 50 years ago, New Zealand bluegrass. This is myself on banjo, my wife Colleen Trendworth on fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, and I think Ann Kirkpatrick on bass. It's a tune that we just called our Irish medley, and we thoroughly enjoy sort of playing this sort of tune. It sort of gets the fiddle at its best, and it's always good fun to play for an audience. I love the Irish stuff, and it sounds like this. that was the Irish medley. Two tunes in there that just raced along. Always good fun to play, and I hope you enjoyed that. Digging back even further into the Bluegrass archives, this is a tune from the early 1950s, Jimmy Martin and the Osborne Brothers, which is a classic bluegrass tune called Chalk Up Another One, and it goes like this.
Should get a medal, dear, for every broken heart, for every life you've ruined, 'cause you think you're so smart. I never even had a chance, and now my life is lost. Once more you've had your fun, and you don't care how much it costs. Oh, chalk up another one, another broken heart. Chalk up another one, a heart you tore apart. You picked me for a fool, my dear, how well I played the part. Chalk up another one, another broken heart. Broken vows and shattered dreams means little dear to you, 'cause once you said you loved me, and now you say we're through. Well, all is fair in love and war, I guess you taught me so. For in this crazy game of love, you hit an all-time low. Oh, chalk up another one, another broken heart. Chalk up another one, a heart you tore apart. You picked me for a fool, my dear, how well I played the part. Chalk up another one, another broken heart.
I have only pity in this evil life you've choose, this unfair game you play in where everyone must lose. But let me tell you something, someday you won't forget. Add me to your collection and you'll wish we'd never met.
Oh, chalk up another one, another broken heart. Chalk up another one, a heart you tore apart. You picked me for a fool, my dear, how well I played the part. Chalk up another one, another broken heart.
I'll bet you when they recorded that in the early 1950s, they never thought that people would be playing it some 70 years later and really enjoying it as classic bluegrass music. But it really is classic bluegrass music, the way the harmonies are set up, the arrangement, everything was done beautifully, and that's why it's classic bluegrass music. Jimmy Martin and the Osborne Brothers. It was a short-lived union, I think. The Osborne brothers found it hard to work with Jimmy Martin. I think he has particular characteristics that made him difficult to work with, but they sounded great together. I love reading all about that sort of stuff and the things that went on in those days. It's just amazing. Always good fun. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenroth, raving on about the music that I love to listen to and love to play. And in New Zealand, summertime, Christmas time, people get their holidays, and lots of people have batches or little seaside houses that they go to periodically throughout the year, but definitely designed to be their summertime retreat, where they'd go for 2-3 weeks of the summer holidays and just really enjoy spending time at the batch so they can spend time at the beach. Often very simple buildings, although in places like Whangamata, 50 years ago, they were simple buildings. Now people are building mansions there, and it's a bit of a shame, really, but they these huge places that cost millions of dollars, whereas next door to them, there's a little three-room batch that's just tiny, and I know which one I like better. But this is a story written by our mandolin player in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, David Calder, who is a gifted songwriter songwriter and singer, and he wrote a story about Tumble Down Bay, going to the batch at Tumble Down Bay. Tumble Down Bay is actually on Banks Peninsula in the South Island of New Zealand, and it's just a story of the family that could apply to just about any family, and they will all pile into the car, usually with the dog and the cat and everybody else too, and they just travel to Tumble Down Bay, and it's a great song. We recorded it in 1997 on our Hamilton County Bluegrass Band Encore album, and David Call is playing mandolin and singing lead, Alan Rhodes on guitar, singing harmony, Jeremy Trendworth on bass, singing harmony, Colin Trendworth on fiddle, and myself on banjo. Here's Tumble Down Bay for you.
Young and the summertime came, couldn't wait for the holidays. Pack all our stuff in the green Nash Rambler and head off to Tumble Down the Bay. Clouds of dust on the back country roads, farmer and his sons making hay. Ice cream and gas at the old country store, 10 miles out of Tumble Down Bay. It's been years since we went there, but like we never went away. Ice cream and gas at the old country store, 10 miles from Tumble Down Bay. Of my own, they're on at me night and day. When you gonna fix up the XJ6 and we can get down to Tumble Down Bay? Now it's been years since we've been there, yet like we never been away. Hey Dad, when you gonna fix up the XJ6, we can get down to Tumble Down Bay. Sit out on the deck in our easy chairs and watch the sunset over Tumble Down Bay. It seems like years since we've been here, and we ain't never going away. Sit out on the porch in the old rocking chairs and watch the sun go down on Tumble Down Bay. It seems like years since we've been here, and we ain't never going away. Sit out on the deck in our easy chairs and watch the sun go down on Tumble Down Bay. See the sunset over Tumble Down Bay.
Tumble Down Bay, and many people throughout New Zealand and probably in other parts of the world too have got that experience. I always really enjoyed playing that song, Tumble Down Bay. Here's something a little bit different from Claire Lynch and her great band again. It's an old jazz tune called Falling in Love. Here we go.
This must be love. What else could it be? This must be love.
this must be love. Thank God above, it's happened to me. Just when I thought there was no one under heaven above, out of the blue I meet someone like you and I'm falling in love. This must be love. What can I say? Only a kiss, yet I am this carried away. There's just no way around it, under, beside or above. I'm totally shook, swallow the hook, I'm falling in love.
In the bluegrass spectrum, but it's a great song, and I have always enjoyed Claire Lynch's singing, and I know I saw her perform that one at a bluegrass festival, and I thought that was just a great song, and Jim Herbst was playing an old Gibson L5 acoustic on that one, and had a great sound to it. Well, seems definitely a year ago that we had the Petersons come and visit New Zealand, and many of you were fortunate enough around New Zealand to get to see them in concert. They put on an excellent concert, and wonderful to see the whole family playing together and putting on some good music, and I went to see three of the concerts. We had an interview with a couple of them on Back Porch Bluegrass. That was about February, March of 2025, and they're a very talented bunch of people. So I'm from their album that's just called Christmas. I've picked a couple of tunes, and the first one just really intrigued me. It's one called Mele Kalikimaka. My pronunciation is dreadful, as always. But it's a Bing Crosby tune from 1945, while we're dealing with old jazz tunes. And it's Hawaiian Christmas. And Emmett is singing it. I'm pretty sure it's Emmett. And did a fine job of this, and it's on their album. And I thought that'd be something different. And then their treatment of Joy to the World. And I love treating songs just as they have done this great old hymn. So we're going to hear two tracks from the Petersons, Mele Kalikimaka, and which is Hawaiian, I guess, for Merry Christmas, and then Joy to the World. Let's have a listen.
Mele Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melakalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
To say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, a very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, no one ever imagined that George of the World would be treated that way, would they? But that's bluegrass music for you. I'd like to play you a fiddle and a banjo tune now from Tony Trischka and Mike Seeger. Tony Trischka is a fine banjo player, and he's been delving into old-time banjo styles, and there's no one better at old-time banjo styles than Mike Seeger. We first met Mike Seeger when he came out to New Zealand in the late 1960s. And the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band got to play with them. Mike Seeger was a wonderful mentor to all of us in the band. And then in 1971, we got to go over and stay with him and his then wife, Alice Gerard, and played at festivals and played on the Grand Ole Opry. And Mike was a wonderful host and taught us much about bluegrass music. So I really like what he has done musically. So does Tony Trischka. And Tony says here, great experience recording with Mike. Since I've gotten into older banjo styles, he's become my major inspiration. And Mike first heard Lily Mae Ledford play Christmas Eve, that's the name of the song, while touring with her in the 1970s. And Lily Mae had a driving Kentucky clawhammer style, which she put to good use with the original Coon Creek Girls, the first all-female country string band to play on the radio in the 1930s. And their mentor was John Lehrer, an early country music entrepreneur. And Lily Mae said, Mr. Lehrer whistled and hummed this tune to me when I first went to play at WLS Radio in 1936. I found it had at least four titles, my favourite being Old Christmas. So whether we want to call this tune Old Christmas or whether we want to call it Christmas Eve, like Tony Trischka has done, doesn't really matter. But it's an old tune and played by Mike Seeger on banjo and Mike Seeger on fiddle and Tony Trischka on banjo, and it goes like this. That is, it bounces around very nicely and they both play superbly, of course. Well, we're just about come to the end of this end of year, I'll call it, show for Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to thank all of you for listening in whenever you can, either on podcast or on radio. I'll be doing the show again next year, more of the same, I guess. I'll accumulate a few more tracks that we haven't heard, and I'll get to air some of them, and I'll also play some old ones from deep in my shelves, and let's keep investigating the genre of bluegrass, eh? In the meantime, I wish all of you a very happy new year for 2026, hard to believe, and no better way of putting it than Ricky Skaggs with his song Simple Life. Simple Life is a life for me, and that applies to lots of us. I think of my sons who are all very busy at their job, and me, I used to be busy at a job, but retired now. And here he is doing it from the album My Father's Son, Ricky Skaggs singing Simple Life. Tune in again next time. Bye.
I'm trying to live a simple life in a difficult time. I used to sit around fussing at the phone all day, winding up alone, and it made me say, never again will I be that way, never again will I be that way. Cause a simple life is a life for me, a man and a wife and a family, and the Lord up above knows I'm trying to live a simple life in a difficult time. Well, I work 6 days and I rest for one, cause the old rat race ain't never been won. I sit back and I watch them run, I kick on back and I watch them run. Cause a simple life is a life for me, Lord up above, he knows I'm trying to live a simple life in a difficult time. Simple life in a difficult time.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.